Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. This report, a presentation of CAE Safety Consultants.
CAE Safety Consultants, providing customized driver training solutions for your fleet drivers. CAE Safety offers new hire evaluations, remedial coaching, and classroom seminars. CAE Safety, focusing on the specific challenges facing your drivers, with training provided at your field location. Online and blended learning options are also available, including the 3 Demerit Defensive Driving Course. For more information, call CAE Safety at 1-888-220-2379.
The spotlight opening night was brightest on a couple of current Canadian rodeo champions, one in the calf roping event and the other in the saddle bronc riding competition. 25-year-old Zeke Thurston just keeps rolling along. 1 month ago, he captured his first Canadian bronc riding title and then last night kicked off the 2019 NFR with a whopping 88-point ride aboard Mobetta Rodeo's Sioux City Sioux. The $26,000 in prize money leaves the Big Valley Alberta Cowboy in second place in the world standings, about $21,000 behind the current world leader, Rider Wright from Milford, Utah. Wildwood Alberta's Dawson Hay was well off the pace. He had an 83-point ride last night. Well, over in the bareback event, 26-year-old Richmond champion got tapped off on Pickett Rodeo's Night Livin' for a whopping 91.5-point score, leaving Oren Larson from Inglis, Manitoba in sixth place on the evening as he turned in an 87.5-point ride aboard Shady Knights, also from the Pickett Rodeo Company. Also a big score for first place in the bull riding with Milford, Utah's Stetson Wright grabbing first place money in the go-round. He had an amazing 92.5-point ride. Pinocchio Alberta's Jordan Hansen cashing a check for $11,000 as he finished fourth on the evening with an 89.5-point ride. Now to the timed events where 4 times Canadian calf roping champion Shane Hanchey picked up where he left off in Red Deer, Alberta. The Sulphur, Louisiana cowboy stomped the clock in just 7.6 seconds, quickest time in the steer wrestling event. Belonged to a local Nevada cowboy, Dakota Eldridge. The Elko Nevada Bulldogger got the job done in just 3.6 seconds, while Alberta's Scott Gunther took a long time getting his steer bulldogged an 18.2 second run. Rapid run for Emily Miller in the ladies' bell racing event as she made the Cloverleaf pattern in just 13.63 seconds. No Canadians in barrel racing this year. The team of Tyler Wade and Cole Davison combining to take home first place money in the team roping action as they had the quickest run on the night of 4 seconds flat. Round two of the NFR goes this evening here at the Thomas & Mack Center. For CAE Safety Consultants, I'm Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada.